Hey, Dr. Deb Schreiben here. What's healthy? We are. It is spring, and I want to talk to you all about spring fruits that pack a punch, because we always have to watch out how much sugar we're intaking. And of course, even though fruits are natural sugar, they can still be bad for our blood sugar. So I want to talk about some of the really amazing spring fruits. I actually wrote a list for you so that you can take a pen out and write a list too, because these are really, really good tips I'm going to give you. So pay attention. First thing is this: you want to eat local, eat seasonal. So go to the farmers markets. There are going to be so many beautiful farmers markets that are out and about in every city and every state and all the different towns, so that you can get fruits and vegetables that are in season and are local. So you know that they probably have much lighter pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, which are so much better for your health. So let's start with one of my very favorites, and this is strawberries. I don't know about you, but when you get fresh strawberries or organic strawberries, they taste so much better than those strawberries that you get at the store that almost taste like plastic. They don't have any flavor. And strawberries are so good because they are low in calories, they're high in nutrients, they boost your body's defense, and they are so versatile, right? You can throw them in the freezer, then you can take them out of the freezer and make a smoothie with them. You can eat them fresh. You can dunk them in cocoa powder without sugar, and they taste so delicious, almost like a chocolate-covered strawberry. You can add them to salads. You can add them to oatmeal. There's all kinds of different things that you can do with strawberries, and they're super good for you. So get them in season, fresh, and right now is when you want to do that. Another one, which I so wish that I could eat, are pineapples. Pineapples are in season, and peak season is the spring for pineapples. And when they're ripe, you know, you take them, you smell the bottom, and if they smell sweet, then they're ripe and ready to go. And they just, because I'm allergic, I can't have them. So I'm just drooling about these yummy pineapples, but they're high in vitamin C, manganese, and bromelain. And bromelain is something that actually really helps reduce inflammation in the body. So when people are looking at sensitivities, you can look at pineapple and you can look at bromelain. Thankfully, I'm only allergic to pineapple, but I can still take bromelain, so it will help to reduce the inflammation in my body. Loaded with antioxidants. And again, you can do all kinds of things with it. You can add it to salads. You can have it for dessert. You can freeze it, put it into smoothies. So what I usually do with my fruits is when they start to go bad, I take them, cut them all up, put them in a baggie, throw them into the freezer, and then throw them into my fruit smoothies and vegetable smoothies when I make them. Apricots, which are these little tart and juicy fruits, are so yummy, loaded with antioxidants, and you can make all kinds of things with them. You can make jams, you can make salsas, you can make baked goods, and they really help to regulate your blood pressure, and they help decrease your risk of heart disease, which a lot of people don't realize. So that's another one. Kiwis. Here's another little tidbit on kiwis. A lot of people don't realize that the skin is edible. So if you want to eat that skin, you can. They are full of vitamin C, potassium, fiber. They are wonderful for you, and they taste good. So eat them raw, put them into baked goods, however you want to do with that kiwi, and you can eat those skins. Don't forget that. Another one that I happen to love is honeydew melon. Honeydew melon is loaded with vitamin C, B6, potassium, fiber, antioxidants. They are good to eat just on their own. And you can also cut them up and make them into big fruit salads with all these other strawberries, pineapples, apricots, kiwis, all the other fruits that we were just talking about, because honeydew melon is so sweet and so delicious. So don't forget about that. Lemons are excellent, right? They are your citrus foods loaded with antioxidants. You can add it right to warm water, add it to tea, add it to cold water. You can make your very own lemonade with it. So they're very versatile as well. You can actually squeeze it on other fruits and vegetables so that they don't turn brown when you put them into the refrigerator, if you don't eat them all right away. They actually help with digestion. A lot of people don't know this. They can actually boost immune function because they're loaded with vitamin C, and they can promote heart health. So add lemons into your daily diet. diet this spring. They will be so yummy and you won't regret it. Another one is grapefruit, again, loaded with vitamin C, antioxidants. I don't know about you, but I actually love how they taste. You can eat them for breakfast all on their own. They help with weight loss. They help with blood sugar, which is why you see them in a lot of these weight loss programs that we look at. They're loaded with fiber. They decrease inflammation, and then they also help prevent neurodegenerative diseases, which I know a lot of you don't know. So if you're having memory issues, try some grapefruit. See if that helps. Mangoes, which I know a lot of you are like, oh, passion fruit. They are so good. I always put them into my smoothies with my vegetables because they sweeten it up. They are this sweet tropical fruit. They are just really rich in fiber and nutrition, and they taste good. So use them. They will help, I know, which kind of sounds weird, with blood sugar, and they help with digestion as well. So mangoes are excellent for you. Cherries, which is actually one of my very favorite fruits. I love to throw them in a little cocktail if I every now and then have one of those, but they decrease inflammation. Those of you out there who are suffering from gout, tart cherry juice, you can buy it in supplement form. You can drink it. Doesn't taste that great, but actually helps reduce the inflammation, reduce the redness, reduce the pain when you are suffering from gout. It can also help reduce the risk of chronic diseases. And then I'm going to say this one, even though I think you probably all know this one, but oranges. Oranges are a citrus fruit that are so good for you. And I always say with oranges, you know, you can juice them, takes the fiber out, but if you don't juice them and eat them just as a whole fruit, it was so good for you, helps boost that immune system. And then it absorbs slower into the body, lower in blood sugar. So it helps with that as well. So don't forget, eat local, eat seasonal, try some of these spring fruits so that you can get that punch that you want. And I say punch, but it really is a good punch. You can mix them all together, add those veggies, and you will have a delicious drink. I hope this helps. Until next time, wishing you loads and loads of love and light and health and happiness. Bye-bye.